I'm with Todd Harrison, Director of Camp Operations at St. John Fisher University. Todd, St. Fisher University will once again be hosting the Bills training camp again for another year. What's the level of excitement right now as you and the team have been preparing for the weeks ahead?
Yeah, there's been a lot of hard work going on from a whole bunch of people on campus, from our facilities team and food service team to events and reservations and just a large group that I have in camp operations. And it's exciting to see the campus transform from what we look like 11 months a year to now. And we're pretty excited to see everybody show up and see what the team looks like and what we have in store for them this summer.
What goes into the hosting and planning process of having an NFL team on a college campus? I know the university has been doing this for, a few decades now, but what does it all entail? And do you ever have to switch things up in terms of how you prepare?
Yeah, I think that an advantage that we have is some consistency in management and the communication and expectations on both our side as a university and the Bills. There's been some consistency between those two groups. So the changes that are made at this point are largely smaller here and there. I think tweaks that are made to some business development spaces or maybe some things the football team needs as coach wants. But from a structural infrastructure standpoint, not a lot has changed, and we just have made improvements to meet the needs of our students during the school year, and that is aligned with the needs of the Bills. And so we make little tweaks here and there, but a lot of them are very manageable just by open communication between the two parties for the other 11 months when the team isn't here.
How long is the planning process? I assume you guys meet with the Bills regularly to kind of gauge, you know, what you guys do for next year. But the setup and takedown process doesn't take too long, does it?
No, we would be in communication through the whole year. The frequency of that communication increases as we move into March, April, May, and June, obviously. And then we begin really ramping up preparations just after the 4th of July, so 3 weeks or so to move all of the pieces into place. And really right now at this point, the practice is in 12 hours or less, so we're just making little tweaks. And then on the back end, once the team leaves, that process is much quicker. Where it takes 3 weeks to load in, it takes 3 days or so to load out, and then we work maybe for the next week or so to transition from how the Bills have the dorms and the dining halls and the athletic facilities set up to how our students and student-athletes need it, because our fall student-athletes begin coming onto campus in the week right after the Bills leave. So there's a little bit of a gap, and then we work internally in communicating to align that process. And that process of planning the move out has already begun, just to make sure everybody's on the same page and in line.
Why do you think the Bills themselves enjoy most about coming to St. John Fisher for the training camp, other than, you know, just getting on the field and meeting the fans? I think you mentioned the team stays there at the university, right?
Yeah, I think that the desire from Coach McDermott and his staff, and then the staffs prior to him, were to pull the team together. It's the first opportunity and the real true opportunity for them to bond 24 hours a day. And so they're here on campus living amongst each other and then meeting with each other and practicing with each other. And so you really start from a team building perspective, laying down a strong foundation. And then our university supports that just in the proximity of all of our facilities, the dorms that the players and staff stay in, to the meeting rooms that they all work in, to the dining hall and weight room and locker room and athletic fields that they practice on, is all pretty proximate. And so you see other teams and other training camps, people have bikes and their shuttles and all types of things. It's a very walkable space from the farthest limits of where the team engages to all of the other corners. And so just that proximity allows for sort of a tighter knit engagement that the team has.
For those Bills fans who have never been to a training camp day before, can you just give like a little overview of what the people can expect? There's a lot of things for the fans to see and also do, right?
Yeah. So probably the easiest way and the way that the majority of fans will engage is to shuttle the parking shuttles. It's the quickest way. It's $1, and you park at Pittsford Sutherland or Pittsford Mendon High Schools, and then the shuttle takes you right here to the top of the steps or the walkway where you would walk in. And then as you enter the camp grounds, there'll be an interactive games area with different games for kids to play in. There's a number of vendor spaces where fans can engage with different partners that the Bills have and organizations around. There's merchandise spaces and concession spaces and sort of open space for people just to engage. And then a part that really separates training camp from the regular season is the proximity of many of the fans to the players. And so the players, the field is right here. The fence lines that you can watch practice on are much closer than you would get unless you have a front row seat at the stadium. And then after practice, the team, a large number of players each day will stop on those fence lines and sign autographs and take pictures and engage with the fans. So the whole experience sort of brings the fan much closer to the 92 players that are here and the coaches and staff that are here than they would get on a normal day-to-day basis if they went to Orchard Park or saw a Bills game on the road. And so I think that proximity and the availability, the opportunity just to engage with the team makes this a special experience for fans.
Do you ever have any concerns, you know, during the week, just as far as, you know, maybe with weather we tend to get in the state? How do you kind of prepare, you know, just for the random weather we get in the state?
Oh, you know, I tend to, during the last couple of days and then the next 3 weeks, I'll just be worried about all types of things, making sure that everything in the facility works well and everybody that comes, whether you're Josh Allen or Coach McDermott or you're a fan traveling in for your one day with your family, that experience is as enjoyable as possible. Some things we can control and things like the weather we can't. And so we try to keep an eye out on the weather and whether it's just rain or whether there's potential for electricity. If there's a threat for poorer weather, then we'll work with the Bills to communicate where practice is or what is going on with practice because our bleachers are metal. And so we have evacuation procedures if that ever is needed. But I will say that Coach McDermott has a desire. His schedule has the team practicing in the morning almost exclusively. And so while it doesn't eliminate any interaction with weather, by having practices in the morning, you really do eliminate the afternoon pop-up thunderstorms that tend to arise. And so we've had some luck the last few years without having electricity. We've had rainy days, but not any severe weather in this schedule. So we're hoping that I didn't just jinx it by talking about the weather.
For sure, right. Going into this season, as a Bills fan, we recognize the Bills are at a real pivotal and transitional time going into this season, losing a few key wide receivers and other key players, and making some real interesting adds in the draft. Who do you think fans are going to be watching more, intensely this year? If you had to make a prediction,
I mean, the veterans, obviously, the largest names that people have. Von Miller, seeing what he looks like, and Josh Allen, and obviously James Cook and those players. But then almost always it's the first round picks or the offensive draft picks that the team has, and new signings, or Curtis Samuel and other players. Like, it's the first chance that fans get to see the team. And what it could look like. Obviously, there's 92 guys here, and there'll only be 53 that will make it to week one. But just to sort of see the newer faces and then the stars. So rookies, signed veterans, and then the players that have continuity, that are familiar faces that everybody kind of wants an autograph or a picture to see.
For sure. And my last question for you, Todd, anything else you wanted to add for the newcomers of the training camp that they should know about?
No, I think that our experience, like, it's very just family friendly and just open to everybody with a ticket. It's not really just enjoy yourselves. It's out here, you're with other fans, you're watching practice and the team itself, and the players are, I can't say that everybody will get every autograph that they want, but they're very gracious with their time and their engagement, and we as a university really love the opportunity to, because there's not many of them. There's only 7 or 8 universities in the country that host an NFL team, and so it's an honor for us, and I think it's a testament to the work that goes into the rest of campus and all the hard work that goes on to make it a place that has the facilities of the caliber of a NFL franchise. And so we're just thrilled to be able to host Bills Mafia again this summer.